This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
But even so, I shouldn't have done it. I am not a person of color. I am not a citizen of a tribe. And I have apologized for confusion I've caused on tribal citizenship, tribal sovereignty, and for any harm that I've caused.
Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. Elizabeth Warren still apologizing for her identity theft. KJRadio.com is the show you're listening to, or the website, I should say, the Kevin Jackson Show. I happen to be Kevin Jackson, and I'm pointing out the problems that the Democrats have these days in trying to prosecute an election. They want to win in 2020. They need to win in 2020. Let me tell you why. Ruth Bader Ginsburg will be replaced, and so will somebody else. Two justices will go down. We currently have a 5-4. It's really 4.5-4. Justice Roberts, he's a little sketchy. A Bush appointee, should tell you all you need to know. So that's on the line. Trump will appoint a host of other judges that are holding out. They have this thing in with the judges where they can finagle their schedules in such a way as to who they want to retire on. So they can make sure that the Democrat gets in or a Republican. And it's funny that judges are allowed to do this and do these types of things, because when you think of the judicial system, you think it's fair. It's just, it doesn't matter what judge is appointed. I think it's sacrilege that we have to be concerned that if it's a Democrat that gets elected, we're going to have a judge that thinks tilted one direction or the other. I would like for judges to take the Clarence Thomas approach and just judge on the merit of the case, not based on, I do know of circumstances where people, this happens or the other. I was listening to this interview of a black dude. I've talked about him a couple times on the show now because I want to meet this young man. His name is Kingface, and he's a former Blood. At one point, he was uniting the Bloods and the Crips. He's a gangbanger, but he said, man, this is crazy. My lifestyle was crazy. I shouldn't have been doing it. I figured out the game, and I stopped doing it. But he's talking to, this black dude, and the black guy's got more excuses about, in the hood, we can't get this done. And he's like, man, that's a lie. He goes, that is the lie they tell you, that you can't get something done. And he said this. He says, I voted for Obama. He says, for this reason, I've been preaching for years. Don't keep telling me we can't get ahead in America. So the election of a black president was meant to end that, in that conversation. I get where he's going. He's like, that was vindication of everything that I've been saying. I understand what he's saying because I feel much the same. People would say to me, Kevin, did you ever think there would be a black president in our lifetimes? And I would go, yeah, of course I did. And they look at me like, what? Because it wasn't a shock. I'm going, of course I did. There's nothing stopping black folks from doing whatever they choose to do or achieve, except black folks. You stop yourself from doing whatever. And I'm going to tell you, black, white, pink, purple, doesn't matter. I've met people of all walks of life. And you know who is the biggest impediment to their success? Bar none, regardless of race, religion, 8 to 80, blind, crippled, or crazy, it was the individual. I've studied them. I have a friend right now. I say to him, he says, man, Kev, you are one person that helps. And I really would like your counsel. I said, fantastic. Happy to help. Call him up. Hey, man, what are you working on? Well, I got this, that, and the other. Okay, well, why haven't you done anything? Oh, dude, your call is perfect timing. I was, asking God to give me an inspiration, and here you call. And okay, so what are we going to do? What's our plan of action? And we start working our plan of action. I go, great. Keep me posted. I don't hear from him. I call him. Hey, how's the plan going? Oh, man, well, things got derailed a little bit with this, that, and the other. I go, I don't even want to hear that. What's the plan of action? Here's where we left off. Here's what you said you were going to do. What? Tell me what happened in your life. Did you go into a coma for 30 days? Because short of that, there is no reason why you couldn't have implemented these action items. Kev, you're right, man. Man, I always like hearing from you, man, because you know, you set me straight. Okay, great. So you're going to start on this plan of action immediately. Am I right? You got it. Okay, let's go. Blah, blah, blah. Call. I wait 2 weeks. No call. No nothing. Call a month later. Okay, where are we? Are we beyond these? Well, I did one of them, but I got tied up with it. And I go, look, let me just explain something to you. I'm going to make this as simple as I can. You are in your own way. You. Is this ringing true to you? That I'm talking about you, my audience, listening to the Kevin Jackson Show. Is this ringing true to you? I'm not trying to be Tony Robbins with you, but I'm going to tell you right now, when you lay out a plan of action and somebody is bugging you to do it and you still don't do it, don't blame me, because here's what will happen. Let me tell you what would happen. If he's a leftist, he'd say, Kev, man, you're supposed to call. You're supposed to help me. You're supposed to do. You're supposed to do. You're supposed to. But you know what I won't hear in any of that stuff if he's a leftist? I didn't do it. I didn't act. It is that simple. You want to change something happening in your life? Just act. Let me tell you what happened to me. I was writing out of frustration in the political arena in 2008, at the end of the year. By 2009, I had a blog. I had a radio program. I'm talking about by April of 2009, I had a blog, a radio program, and I spoke in front of 8,000 people. And I didn't even have a plan yet. Then I developed a plan. And my plan was, I said, I don't want to be the guy that's just throwing his shoe at the TV. I want to be nationally known where I can go and influence people to think differently about stuff. And a decade later, it happened before that. I think you guys know that. But a decade later, nationally syndicated radio show, Fox News contributor, blah, blah, blah. And people know me, and I'm speaking and writing books and so on and so forth. It can be done. And as my sister was saying, nothing to it but to do it. So I'm not giving any of us a pass. We're in a fight of our lives. These Democrats are reeling. And you know what people are doing? I don't know, kid. I can't join Tea Party community. I don't know about education. I don't think you can really impact education that much by yourself. But give me excuses. Because let me tell you what we're doing. My team goes to work. We get up every day and work our butts off. What are you doing?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I don't hate anybody.
Representative Carl Institute, the reason I asked.
We don't hate anybody. Not anybody in the world.
I did not accuse you.
Yes.
I asked a question.
Yes.
Representative Collins yesterday suggested that the Democrats are doing this simply because they don't like the guy.
I have nothing to do with
it. I think it's an important point.
I think the president is a coward when it comes to helping our kids who are afraid of gun violence. I think he is cruel when he doesn't deal with helping our dreamers. Of which we're very proud. I think he's in denial about the climate crisis. However, that's about the election. This is about the election. Take it up in the election. This is about the Constitution of the United States and the facts that lead to the president's violation of his oath of office. And as a Catholic, I resent your using the word hate in a sentence that addresses me. I don't hate anyone. I was raised in a way that is full, a heart full of love, and always prayed for the president. And I still pray for the president. I pray for the president all the time. So don't mess with me when it comes to words like that.
She doth protest pretty hard. Nancy Pelosi loses it. Don't you tell me I hate the president. That happened a few days ago, and we didn't get to it, but I bring it up just to tell you guys how delusional the Democrats are. Early in the broadcast, I didn't finish talking about it, but Elizabeth Warren says she's still apologizing for stealing Heritage. They got a host of other problems, too. She's one of the top candidates now for the Democrats. She won't win, but she's now back to, I'm sorry I stole Heritage. I'm sorry that I implied that I was Native American. I am not a minority. Oh, really? It was funny because some people were like, that's the biggest declaration she's made. I am not a woman of color. It's funny. She is a woman of color. She's a white woman, a rich white woman. $1.9 million that she's made in her efforts on behalf of legal stuff on top of her salary. On top of her salary of $400,000 a year, teaching one class at a university, she's got a little extra money coming in from this other stuff. I would love to chase the origins of some of these, the monies that these people find. How did you get that deal, Elizabeth? I'm just curious. Lying about her heritage. Pelosi blowing up. You hate the president.
Don't you dare tell me I hate the I'm a Catholic. We don't hate. Catholics don't hate. It's against our religion.
I love when Democrats get all outraged over religion. The least religious people on the planet, the people who cannot stand God, want God out of everything, godless to their rotten cores, and they dare stand up for God or the Constitution, something they hate. Yeah, not fooling me. Anyway, you're not hearing much about Warren, were you? Up until the point of her, and maybe you didn't even hear about this, up until the point of her mea culpa, I'm sorry that I lied about my heritage. What, is she in the news? If you're following polling, you just see that she's somewhere in the midst. There's no clear front runner. Where is she? I asked earlier, in my broadcast the other day, I said, where's Bloomberg? He was supposed to come onto the scene like Superman. Where's Bloomberg? He's nowhere to be found. Let me just answer for you. Nowhere to be found. Let me play this clip. This is a panel talking about Buttigieg and other Democrats. See what you think about this.
Buttigieg has planned for free college tuition now that he's, what, the frontrunner in Iowa, according to the latest polling?
There is one poll that shows that,
yeah. We've got to dig into some of his plans.
Yeah, so I think what Pete Buttigieg is doing is he's watching everything Elizabeth Warren is doing, all the plans she's rolling out, and then he sort of rolls out Elizabeth Warren light. Mm-hmm. So he's done this on health care, he's done this on climate policy, and now he's got an education plan. So Elizabeth Warren wants to make college free for most students. There would be a family income cutoff, so not everybody would get free college. And Pete Buttigieg basically says he's not going to give free college to wealthier families unless there might be subsidies if you have a bunch of kids in college at the same time. But other than that, he's distinguished himself from Warren. He wants to make college free for lower income families, have some subsidies above that. It's a reasonable sounding plan. It would be expensive. He's going to pay for it like $200 billion a year or so with higher taxes on the wealthy. We're going to get all of our money from higher taxes on the wealthy, of course. But he's giving you what sounds like a slightly more modest version of what Elizabeth Warren is.
So as he kind of continues to careen down the center, not the left, right, he's being accused of being a Republican. There was a meme that said Pete Buttigieg is actually a Republican. He's not. But at what point do people just get, is there fatigue setting in? We're going to have a debate tomorrow night. We've still got a plethora of these candidates, and we're not even at Iowa yet.
Well, of course, if you've been following this all along, there probably is going to be election fatigue, but a lot of people aren't following it all along. And I think we can at least see some progress on the Democratic side. So it's really down to four candidates at this point. It's Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders on the left or the progressive side, and Pete Buttigieg and Joe Biden in the middle. And frankly, I think it's a pretty good set of candidates. You got a lot of choice there. There is not a single coronated candidate. There was in 2016, and that's what some of the Democratic elites are worried about. We need a sure thing, you know, a bulletproof candidate. They don't have one. So they're not going to have a perfect candidate if it comes from one of those four people. But, I mean, they all have their attributes, and I think it's a pretty good choice.
Welcome back, everybody. So Buttigieg and Warren, free college. They say it's going to be higher taxes. Everything's about higher taxes, taxing the rich, which of course means the middle class. And then what was most interesting to me was he says it's either Warren or Sanders, Buttigieg or Biden. That doesn't bode well for any of the three top candidates, because Biden has so much baggage. If those are the choices, I think they're going to go with youth and inexperience. And then Buttigieg is going to have a really difficult time going up against President Trump. He's going to look like a little boy, because that's what he is. He's a little boy playing politics. He says he's promised to pay teachers and soldiers like doctors. See, forget what the market will bear. He says, no, I'm gonna get teachers to want to come to this to teach because we're going to pay them a crap load of money. Imagine if he doubled the budget. So we spend $1.7 trillion a year across the board in education. That's everything. I mean, that's, you know, books, the whole thing. $1.7 trillion. And I don't know what part of that is for teachers, but let's say he doubled. So let's say he added $300-400 billion a year. They say it's $200 billion for free college. So let's say he adds that. I mean, that's a lot of cheddar. A lot of money. Anyway, he's paying teachers, going to pay them like they're doctors. So will it be doctors? If you could get a deal where you went to school for got a bachelor's degree, became a teacher, got tenure after 2 years where you couldn't be fired, had a pension, would you do it to make $150,000 a year? Because I would.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million-dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Justice Department Inspector General is being pressed about his report on the origins of the Russia investigation. Republican Congressman John Cornyn of Texas wonders,
so what's the difference between surveillance and spying?
Well, surveillance, and the term I'm going to use and we use in the report, is what's in the law.
the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act.
You don't like the vernacular?
I'm going to stick to what we do as IGs, which is look at the law and stick to what the language is in the law.
Well, to my mind, there's really no difference.
Community officials are hoping to learn more about the motive behind yesterday's deadly shooting in Jersey City. Rabbi Yusuf Karlbeck was asked about the possibility of this being a hate crime against the Jewish people.
If indeed it is true, then it is a very sad day for the United States, for the entire world, that this is still happening in this day and age.
USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Liars and scoundrels, that's what Democrats are. The majority of them. I'm sure there's one or two good ones out there. I'm not going to condemn them all. I'm not going to make it an absolute. But, you know, because there's some that are just naive and whatever else. But the majority of Democrats, they know. They know what's going on with their party. It's like, you know, a bunch of thieves that are living together, and somebody comes back with some new Nikes, and they're like, "What'd you get them?" And like, "Man, you don't need to ask me that." "Oh, okay. They know he stole them. I know that culture. I know a culture of scoundrels. I have cousins, drug dealing cousins. I got hijacking cousins. I got bank robbing uncles. Name it. And I sat around and heard the conversations from the time I was a kid and could understand conversations as an adult, and I observed it all. And I'm going to tell you right now, a thief is a thief. He doesn't even know he's doing something wrong. It comes a point where it doesn't even seem wrong. It's like being a mafia wife. You ever watch Goodfellas? She says, we just started looking at our husbands as industrious, that, you know, these other guys were out there being lazy. Our husbands were out there making a living. They forget that they were hijacking trucks, stealing goods and services done by other people, and they're doing nothing for it except taking it. The wives, it was a rationalization, and that's what the Democrats have. They rationalize their behavior. They rationalize bad behavior. Yeah. Anyway, they're liars. Former FBI Director Comey claimed this week that Fox and Friends had booked him on one of his shows but canceled because of the results of the Inspector General's report. He tweeted, "FYI, I offered to go on Fox to answer all questions. I can't change their viewers on Donald Trump, but hope to give them some actual facts about the FBI. They booked me for tomorrow at 8 a.m. They just canceled. Must have read the report." Comey wants you to believe that Fox and Friends booked him and then canceled. I just want you to stop for a second and ask yourself, common sense, is that true? Let me explain media to you. Comey is afraid to do conservative media. He'll go on favorable media. He's like Hillary Clinton in that regard. They don't want to do media that's going to challenge him. Do you honestly believe that Fox and Friends would book Comey and, based on information in the IG report, go, "Oh, you know what? This report is big breaking news and we don't want Comey"? Who better than to get on record talking about that report than James Comey? So if you believe that Fox canceled Comey, you are either naive or you're stupid. Comey has blatantly lied, and he wants to sell that. Now, the question is why? Why is Comey trying to promote an obvious lie, at least obvious to this black man? And it's a very simple thing. If he makes you believe that they didn't want me on because it exonerated me, what were they going to ask me about now that the report is out? It just cracks me up, man. These people aren't incorrigible. Fox News responded, essentially calling Comey a liar, saying that he wasn't booked, never confirmed to appear on Fox and Friends. And then Comey repeats this claim during an interview with Nicole Wallace on MSNBC, saying that Fox and Friends would try to book him. Here's what he said. I figured I can't change the minds of Fox viewers about President Trump, but I can change their minds, I hope, about the FBI by giving them actual facts. Then, after the report came out, they canceled my appearance. They must have read the report. He said the same thing on Nicole Wallace, knowing that that is a lie. So he's propagating his own lie. Now, here's what's smart about it. Comey's figured it out. He can make his own media as well. He's not under oath. He can say, oh, well, I thought, you know, there's many ways he can spin this. Oh, I got this email. It sounded like they were inviting me. And I noticed how he put it. He says, and this is what got me when I first read this story. He says, I offered to go on Fox and Friends to answer all questions. They booked me for tomorrow. So he's saying, I offered to go. They booked me for tomorrow. Now, and maybe I'm splitting hairs here, but here's what I would say. When Fox wants you on, they reach out. If this report's coming out, somebody, a producer would say, hey, either tweet to Comey, we'd love to have you on Fox and Friends. He should be able to produce that document. But he says, I offered to go on. So he's saying he initiated this thing to go on, which is a complete lie. Show us the email that you sent to a Fox producer saying, I'm willing to come on, and then show us Fox confirming, and then, more importantly, show Fox canceling. I'm going to tell you right now, no need to delete the emails. They don't exist. They don't exist. But Comey smart, in the sense of, let me propagate my own lie. Let me see if people will believe it. Can't change viewers' minds. He says he can change their minds about the FBI and the actual facts. Comey claimed the network told him, maybe we can do it again after the Durham investigation. That's what he said. He's alluding that the one investigation clears him, and the other investigation, we'll get back with you when we get the one that we want. Again, clever. Clever for Comey. It won't work. But Brett Barr said this of Fox, we'd love to have you back on. Mr. Comey, live or pre-tape? I have read the report. Just DM me. He tweeted that to him. Martha McCallum said, we've reached out to your staff, invited you to come on tonight. Hope you'll join us. Maria Bartiromo, why don't you join Mornings Maria at Fox Business? We'd love to have you talk. LMK, which means let me know. Now let's talk about the IG report. The IG report stated that Comey ignored an analysis from the CIA on the anti-Trump dossier created by the former British spy Christopher Steele. The CIA warned the FBI that the dossier was as credible as, quote, an internet rumor, and that it should not be used to obtain a FISA warrant to surveil the Trump campaign. They told Comey that. You think Fox News or anybody else doesn't want to ask him that question directly to his face? I just want to explain to you the level that these people are willing to go to. They know exactly what they're trying to do. This is a coup. It is an ongoing coup. And I'm going to go back to something I've said now in the broadcast. This is the third time. There are two things that can destroy the Democrat Party. And now they're at a point where they can't control either one. One of them is They have so many liars and skanks and scoundrels. They can't control them all. It is only a matter of time before the Democrats run out of runway and implode, number one. And number two, which really is number one, they have a president who is performing. Now, consider this. If Donald Trump wasn't doing well, where would he be? As I'm pondering this, you know, because my brain works very differently, I think, in many cases. But I want you to just think about that for just a second. What if the stock market was down? What if the economy didn't generate an average of 205,000 jobs each month this year? What if Donald Trump hadn't created 7.2 million new jobs since he became president? What if the wage gap hadn't shrunk? What if 3.1% increase in average incomes hadn't occurred? What if people weren't saving money, able to invest money, companies able to put money back into the pockets of, back into their coffers as well as the pockets of their employees as they did with the Trump tax cut? What if you were seeing an economy where people couldn't get jobs, unemployment 6, 7, 8%, or flat for Obama, no manufacturing jobs brought back, GDP, as Obama predicted, flat, Armageddon in the stock market, whatever, all the things that the Democrats predicted, where would Trump be? If you, I'm going to tell you right now, if I were dealing with Trump and it wasn't, and the economy wasn't performing, the level of steadfastness, I guess is the word I'm looking for, that I would have for Trump would be waning. It would be less. You want to know why this guy has 95% approval with Republicans and he's bringing over independents and Democrats every day? It's because he's performed like a rock star. That's what's holding this together. And that's why Democrats want to sabotage him, because that's the only place they can get it.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go. Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
How would you like to hit the range tomorrow with a brand new gun? Because the United States Concealed Carry Association wants to give you a free gun right now. That's right, completely free. The USCCA is here to give every responsibly armed American the education, training, legal, and financial protection they need. And today, they're giving you not one, but four free chances to win $1,000. Simply text GCN to 87222 to get entered now, and you'll get four free chances to win $1,000 for any gun you want. Text GCN to 87222 and get entered today. But remember, these free guns won't be around forever, and you can't win if you don't enter. So don't miss out. Just text GCN to 87222 and get your four free chances to win now. That's GCN to 87222.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about the secret formula, Noxitril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all. Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxitril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxitril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxitril has a special free bottle offer, shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxitril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
On your side, Hunter Biden, President Trump says, Sleepy Joe has real problems. Reminds me of Crooked Hillary and her 33,000 deleted emails. A lot of the Ukraine charges about you have been debunked and were unfair. There's one thing that a lot of Democrats even do wonder about. And that is, Hunter Biden, your son, was getting paid a lot of money to serve on the board of a Ukrainian energy company facing serious corruption charges. You were the vice president running point on Ukraine. The average Joe hears that and says, that sounds fishy. What's your understanding of what your son was doing for an extraordinary amount of money? I don't know what he was doing. I know he was on the board. I found out he was on the board after he was on the board. And that was it. And there's nobody...
Well, you've had a lot of time. Isn't this something you want to get to the bottom of?
No, because I trust my son.
But that doesn't pass the smell test. Like, when you're vice president, isn't there a higher standard? Don't you need to know what's happening with your family? Don't you need to put down some guardrails?
Unless there was something that was... there was something on his face that was wrong. There's nothing on his face that was wrong. So, look, if you want to talk about problems, you know, let's talk about Trump's family. I mean, come on. This is...
So
these guys are amazing.
So you think that everything that happened was kosher?
You know there's not one single bit of evidence. Not one little tiny bit to suggest anything done was wrong. You know that. But you keep asking me these questions. It's okay. You're doing what you have to do. But I'm not worried about it. Look, the American public knows me.
Last one on this. Okay. So you're elected. You're in office. What guardrails would you have to be sure that your son, your brother Jimmy, doesn't do anything to trade on the family name?
They will not be engaged in any foreign business because of what's happened in this administration. No one's going to be seeking patents for things from China. No one's going to be engaged in that kind of thing.
So no foreign business for your relatives in office.
There you have it. Sleepy, creepy Joe talking about trying to project onto Trump. I alluded to this earlier in the broadcast that Joe Biden is trying to, my son did nothing. What did my son do? My son didn't do anything. I mean, you know, what? What are you talking about? And I love how the guy leads out. These Ukraine charges have been debunked and are unfair. But your son was paid a lot of money. your crackhead son. And here you are, VP running point. The average Joe says this sounds rather fishy. It's funny how the prospects of your son and your brother seem to go directly with you being vice president and taking over foreign policy. And what does Biden say? There's nothing going on. I trust my... Why would I look into this? I trust my son. Yeah, because every parent trusts their crackhead son. Give them the keys to the car, the key to the house. Give them your PIN number to your bank account. You trust them, right? Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. KJRadio.com. He says, the guy goes on, he says, something on the face is wrong with that. You know, where you seem to have all these connections. He says, what are you talking about with my family? You talk about Trump's family. Okay, let's talk about Trump's family. Trump divests. He and his family divest of almost everything they're dealing with. The last report I read, they've lost over $1 billion. But Joe's doing pretty well. His crackhead son is doing better than any of the Trump kids. I don't know if the Trump kids that are sitting on boards and getting that kind of money. And I could go on. Anyway, the closest the Democrats have to connecting Donald Trump to Russia is a rumor that he once drank a white Russian in his youth. And that's a lie. I mean, I'm joking about that. But of course it's a lie because Trump is a teetotaler. If you want to look into Russia-Ukraine connections, Democrats pop up all over the place. Put a map up of the world and go Republican, Trump connections to Russia, Democrat connections to Russia. And then let them populate the little dots and put the pictures up of John Kerry and Schiff and many other people. I'm not kidding you. It's dozens. The Podesta boys, Hillary and Bill Clinton, and a litany of people who are all connected to Russian oligarchs and bad people all over the world. I dare any Democrat listening to this program, I dare you to do that. Put Trump, what are you looking at me for? My producer's looking, I'm daring him, anybody out there, him, the one crazy Democrat that may listen to the program, I'm daring them to take all the people that they've outlined, Paul Manafort, Mike Flynn, Papadopoulos, all of them, Carter Page, everybody that's been looked at across the spectrum, the Jared Kushner, all of them. And then look at whatever Russian dealings they have, Russian holdings, stock, you name it, and make that list and then do the same thing for the Democrats. And watch what you find out. Now, if you wonder why I'm daring you to do this, it's because the old saying, a lawyer doesn't ask a question he doesn't already have the answer to. You are going to be shocked. And here's what's funny about it. It's not even close. The Democrats are so connected to the Russians and the Ukrainians, it's ridiculous. And yet, they want you to believe that Trump and family are the people connected. The first and most obvious are the Clintons, right? Ukraine's top prosecutor divulges in an interview that he opened an investigation into whether his country's law enforcement apparatus intentionally leaked financial documents in the 2016 U.S. presidential campaign about Paul Manafort in an effort to sway the election in favor of Hillary Clinton. The leak of the so-called black ledger files to the U.S. media prompted Manafort's resignation from the Trump campaign and gave rise to one of the key allegations in the Russian collusion probe that dogged Trump for over 2.5 years. The prosecutor, Yuriy Lysenko's probe was prompted by a Ukrainian parliamentary release of a tape recording purporting to quote a top law enforcement official as saying his agency leaked the Manafort financial records to help the Clinton campaign. But forget about Ukraine. Russia is where you have Clinton fingerprints all over the Kremlin. Now, PolitiFake, I mean, they call themselves PolitiFact, but they're PolitiFake. They tried to spin this Russian connection. So they said Hillary Clinton paid for a Russian dossier to win an election. This contains an element of truth, but isn't the full picture. Now, I can bore you with the details, but essentially they're telling us, well, technically she didn't do it. It's not completely false, but it's not completely true. And here's why. Fusion GPS was originally hired by the Washington Free Beacon, which is a conservative media website. The DNC, through its law firm, Perkins & Coie, and for the benefit of the Clinton campaign, hired the opposition research firm to collect information after Trump won the Republican nomination. Then Fusion GPS hired Steele to produce memos on Trump's ties to Russia. To call this fact exaggerated calls into questions PolitiFact's motives, because the number of Clinton operatives on this is now disproved in the completely disproved dossier is countless. Clintons are all over that dossier, and it's nothing but a fake. Now, the next point was Bill Clinton. Bill Clinton he made a $500,000 speech to Russia. Here's what PolitiFact says. This is accurate. The source of the claim is in a 2015 book, Clinton Cash, by author and political consultant Peter Schweitzer. During an April 2015 interview about the book, Fox News, he said something that caught our eye. Of the 13 Bill Clinton speeches that fetched $500,000 or more, only two occurred during the years his wife was not Secretary of State. We rated that claim true. And, of course, our investigation of Clinton's federal financial disclosures, we found that former Clinton, President Clinton, gave a talk in 2010 to Russia finance company, and he was compensated $500,000. Now, I want you to imagine if Trump Jr., Eric, Ivanka, Melania, even Barron had given a speech to Russia for a nickel, what would the media be saying about it? Here's the next one. And what of the uranium one deal? PolitiFact called it misleading. The 20% of uranium sold to... This was misleading. The claim also stems from Schweitzer's Clinton Cash. Now, what he goes on to say is it was a board member between the Clinton Foundation and a board member, Frank Giestra's company, Eurasia, and Uranium One, a Canadian mining company. Well, look, how do you think a Clinton board member made that whole connection while Hillary Clinton was Secretary of State? You think it just came out of, you know, this would be a great thing to do. I'll get the uranium. We'll do a 20% deal through my Canadian bank. But this has nothing to do with Hillary Clinton. These people have to think you're an idiot to believe this nonsense. Fingerprints all over the stuff.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.